not final on the sobriety, Fox News, but a leaked draft opinion from the U.S. Supreme Court has sounded the alarm in Washington, suggesting the court is ready to overturn Roe versus Wade.
Democrats are going to fight this decision all the way for as long as it takes. We will not relent. We will not give up.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer echoing the president's call for legislation to make abortion rights part of federal law. President Biden says the draft opinion, which would leave the issue with the states, could throw many other rights into question.
And the idea we're letting the states make those decisions, localities make those decisions, would be a fundamental shift in what we've done.
Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski calls the leak reprehensible, adding that if the final decision goes in this direction,
I will just tell you that it rocks my confidence in the court.
But fellow Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says a radical assault on our institutions and the Constitution has reached a new level with this leak. The high court issued its own statement.
The statement from the Supreme Court confirms that the draft opinion first reported by Politico is authentic, but says that it doesn't represent a decision by the court or the final position of justices on the issues of the case. The court, which rarely ever has leaks, is responding to the draft signed by Justice Samuel Alito, which calls Roe v. Wade unconstitutional. Chief Justice John Roberts addressed the leak, saying, quote, the betrayal of the confidences of the court will not succeed and that the work of the court won't be affected. He went on to say that he has directed the marshal of the court to launch an investigation into the source of the leak.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. President Biden visiting a Lockheed Martin plant in Alabama, using it to highlight U.S. support for Ukraine's fight against Russia. That plant makes weapon systems, including Javelin anti-tank missiles. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A settlement in a Washington, D.C. lawsuit over Trump inauguration events.
Prosecutors accused the Trump family of profiting from the inauguration by overcharging for events at Trump International Hotel in D.C. They say those events could have been held elsewhere for free or reduced costs. The settlement has the former president's businesses and inaugural committee paying $750,000 to benefit three nonprofit organizations. Donald Trump, in a statement, calls the lawsuit a witch hunt and notes the settlement includes no admission of guilt or liability. The inaugural committees maintain that its finances were independently audited and that all the spending was legal. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Police in San Francisco trying to safely remove a man who's been climbing up the side of a commercial building several floors up from the street when first responders arrived. There's been a breach of Queen Elizabeth's security.
The British Army has launched an urgent investigation after an intruder posing as a priest reportedly spent the night at the barracks of troops who guard Queen Elizabeth II at Windsor Castle. According to the Sun newspaper and Talk TV, the man was admitted after claiming to be a friend of the battalion's padre. He ate and drank that night with senior officers and was offered a bed despite showing no ID. Police were called the following morning and the man was removed but not arrested.
Fox's Lillian Wu. The 96-year-old monarch was at her estate in eastern England at the time, more than 100 miles away from Windsor Castle. A Florida reptile, apparently fond of soda, finds a way to get it.
The unwelcome visitor moving to the garage in Collier County, Florida. Karen Dobson says Diet Coke was spewing everywhere because the gator tore open the box and downed a few cans. She and her husband first thought there was a car accident when they heard the loud bang, and that's when James Dobson went to the garage spotting the 8-foot reptile. They called Trapper Ray, who came and snagged the gator and safely relocated it, leaving the Dobsons with an incredible story and a big mess to clean up. CJ Papa, Fox News.
The Dow's up 90 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.